At the time, the riverbank started here. You are standing on a narrow dock extending along this side of today's market and into the river. Another narrow dock extends from the middle, and a third is on the far side, creating two slips of water. These are used for smaller boats. A larger single slip is in modern Dock Street, a block to the left when facing the river. Larger ocean-going ships, all sailing ships in the 1700s, cannot maneuver into the river due to the winds and the shoal above Brunswick Town. So large rowboats are often used to ferry goods to and from them. Perhaps one is near you, unloading goods onto warehouses lining the dock and street behind you, while logs and barrels of tar are being loaded into the other for shipment. At the start of the war, Wilmington was one of the leading exporters in the world for these shipbuilding materials, and the British Navy was dependent on it prior to the Revolution. However, the slips may well be empty instead. The British Navy and quasi-legal pirates called privateers supporting them partially blockaded the Cape Fear starting in 1777. Get ready to pause the audio. Cross Water Street to the fence at the river overlook. During the war, you would be in the river. Look left, downriver, and restart the audio. Pause now. Imagine you are shivering in a small boat on the river on Sunday, January 28, 1776. Wilmington is in an uproar, having learned two small British warships are approaching the town from the ocean after a brief attempt to retake Fort Johnston at the mouth of the river, today's Southport. Martial law was in effect, and all those who refused to take an oath to support the Patriot cause were forced to work on the fortifications. 20 professed loyalists were taken into custody. Guns were mounted on the parapets. Fire rafts were prepared. Stores were moved, and the women and children were sent to safety outside the town. Royal Governor Josiah Martin, forced to flee Newbern the previous summer, is aboard one of the ships, the HMS Cruiser. He has been living on it ever since. Now he is trying to get past Wilmington to Cross Creek, where a Loyalist army of volunteers is forming. On your side of the river, though, are formidable breastworks, ridges of dirt, with cannons facing downriver, manned by Patriot militia, part-time soldiers. The ships draw off and try to go around Eagle Island, which you can see directly across the river. The Brunswick River runs along its far side and feeds into the main channel of the Cape Fear, so they would have come out upriver of the island. The water is too shallow, though, so the ships reappear later in the day. In the far distance, out of range of the Patriot or Whig artillery, you see rowboats being lowered over the sides and British troops getting into them to raid the town. Patriot militia begin shooting at them from both sides of the river, so the exposed British give up. The troops and boats go back on board, and the ships retire. Follow the walking instructions under Sorrows and a Sniper, and then use its audio clip.